Mitzvah, which means that to follow a person's ratzon is to honor them. I'm not going to give any elaborate introductions for the Twisky. Just want to say that today, according to everybody, is Adar. Yesterday was a question. It was the last day of Shabbat. Mishnechas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. And for us in the yeshiva, the Rabbeim, Talmidim, it's a tremendous enhancement of our Simcha to have a Twisky here and to hear the Rebbe Torah from Twisky. And it's a great cover for us to hear the Rebbe Torah.
Hashem, my hearing is not that acute, but I heard the Nagunim last night during night seder. It was audible. So Mishnechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. How come that there isn't such a statement in Chazal, which would then translate into a niggun of Mishnechnas Kislev? All right, so maybe there's no mitzvah Simcha on Hanukkah, so Mishnechnas Kislev, Mablikin, and Neiros Kanos. Why is it that the celebration of Purim, we get a head start? Something which a phenomenon that you don't necessarily have a parallel for in other contexts. So when you look at the Megillah, you see that when Haman was casting his lot as to when he should try to carry out his genocidal designs, so it was Hipil Pur, Miyom Liyom, Mechodesh Lechodesh, Lechodesh Nemasuhu Chodesh Adar, that Haman selected a month. That the decree wasn't so much that the decree was only a specific day, but the decree related to the whole month. And in fact, the Megillah reinforces that impression later when the Megillah says at the end, by the Vanaf Ochu, Achodesh Asher Nerpach Miyogon Nesimcha Me'eva Liyom Tov. But the Vanaf Ochu, the transformation, was not of a particular day, but the transformation was the whole month. That Purim is something, it's not that Purim is Yudalat Ador. That the Ness of Purim, Haman's again, his genocidal designs, and in turn the miracle, relates to the Chodesh as a whole. And clearly that's what underlies the Mishnechnas Adar. You don't have a similar phenomenon by Chodesh Kislev. Chanukah is Chafei Kislev. With Chodesh Kislev, there's no you don't feel anything of Chanukah on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But beginning with Chodesh Adar, so one begins to feel the Yom Tov of Purim. And that's what underlines what Chazal say, Mishnechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. In fact, there is a famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Halacha V'Maisa, if for some reason, if due to circumstances totally, absolutely beyond a person's control, he wouldn't be able to read the Megillah on Yudalot or Tezvav. So not only would he, in, again, those emergency circumstances, be able to possibly read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th, but the Yerushalmi has an opinion that one can read the Megillah as early as today. But if for some reason a person would not be able to read the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th, the optimal time for reading the Megillah, according to the Yerushalmi, the Megillah could be read as early as today. And again, all of that reflects the idea that Purim is, the observance of Purim is concentrated, is centered on the 14th and the 15th, but the truth is it really relates to the month as a whole. Whenever there's a mitzvah simcha, whether it's the, when else do we have a mitzvah simcha, Rabosai, other than Purim? When else do we have a mitzvah simcha? Yom Tov, Shalosh Regalim, probably Yomim Noraim as well. Whenever we have a mitzvah simcha, so the question always has to be is, what are we happy about? You tell someone, be happy. So what does that mean? What does it mean, be happy? You have to be happy. Simcha has to have a content. There has to be a tochen to simcha. If we're told be happy, if we're told to be ma'aber b'simcha, so the question is, what's the content of the simcha? So Rashi on that Gemara in Masechet Tainis, where the Gemara says Mishenepnas Adar Ma'aber b'simcha, so Rashi says Yemei Nisim Hoyu LiYisrael Purim UPesach. That it's a season, it's a time of miracles for Bnei Yisrael, the miracles of Purim and Pesach. Yemei Nisim Hoyu LiYisrael Purim UPesach. We already begin to feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi and Shabbos will talk soon, talks about Ahavas HaNes. We begin to feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bnei Yisrael, which was expressed through the miracles of Purim and Pesach. We're reminded of that when Rosh Chodesh Adar is ushered in. Now, the teva of and it's that which generates the simcha, that reawakening, that reminding ourselves of the miracles that Hashem performs for us. It's that which generates the simcha. That's the token of the simcha. What are we supposed to do with the simcha? What's the what's the outlet? How are we supposed to channel the energy of the simcha? So we know that in all relationships, whether it's ben adam l'chavero or l'havda ben adam l'makom, there's supposed to be reciprocity in relationships. Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds himself to that standard. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Aseres HaDibros, so we would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need to justify his claim on our allegiance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you know why I'm asking you to keep all of Torah and Mitzvot? Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. I'm invested in you, so you should reciprocate and be invested in my Torah and Mitzvahs. So in relationships, there's reciprocity. The Mishnah in Kiddushin talks about Mitzvahs HaBein HaLa'ov, Mitzvahs HaOv HaLa'ovein. There are filial obligations that a child has to parents, and then there are parental obligations that parents have to children. There's reciprocity in relationships. There are obligations a husband has to a wife. There are obligations a wife has to a husband. There's spousal reciprocity. So if Misha Nichnas Ador Marvin B'Simcha, the simcha that we feel, the simcha that we experience, the simcha that we express, comes from the reawakening of the Nisim, Yemei Nisim Holy Yisrael, Purim U'Pesach, days of miracles. It's a time, it's a season of miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed and continues to perform for us, and we experience His love for us. So then the energy of the Simcha should be channeled towards reciprocity, towards our expressing our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gitachen, that this would give us an answer to what otherwise perhaps might be a little bit of a mystery. We all know that Chazal tell us, right, one of the most famous Agaritas in Shas, that whatever it means, but the original Kabbalah HaTorah, there was an element of coercion, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted the Har Sinai over our heads and said, so, what do you say? You want the Torah or you don't want the Torah? There was an element of coercion, kaviyachol. What does it mean? For another time. And when was the subsequent Kabbalah Satorah, what did Chazal say? So we know that one of the dominant themes of the Yom Tov of Purim is that it's a Yom Tov Kabbalah Satorah. So that on the calendar, there are two Yomim Tovim of Kabbalah Satorah, the Shavuos and Purim. So for the Kabbalah Satorah of Shavuos, so there's a long period of preparation. Every year, Sfiras HaOmer is devoted to preparing for the Kabbalah Satorah of Shavuos. So, how does the Kabbalah Satorah of Purim happen? Just by itself, we're able to flip a switch on the 14th of Adar, and we're ready to be Mekabel Torah. So Yitachen Rabos say that the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, that Riboy Simcha, again, that the energy, the excitement, is channeled into preparing for Purim. Preparing for Purim again in the full sense of the word, but especially for the aspect of Kabbalah Satorah of Purim. And that the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, you can ask your Rebbeim, who will remember that in yeshiva in YU, so in a generation ago, so one of the great Rashi yeshiva was Rav David Lifshitz, Zichrono Livracha, and he used to have every year, he used to have signs hung up around the yeshiva that as was the minhag in Europe, that from Rosh Chodesh Adar until Erev Pesach, people should try to add to their learning, and the devotion to Talmud Torah should be intensified, and that was the expression of the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. And think about it, because again, there's supposed to be a reciprocity. We're feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. Yimei Nisim Hoyu Li Yisrael. What is it, Rashi explains in Shabbos, that prompted the new Kabbalah Satorah Bimei Mordechai? What prompted it was the Avos HaNes. Again, that awareness of the miracle. So the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha should be channeled into to find a few extra minutes to learn, maybe to enhance the quality, the echos of the time that we already spend learning, and that should be a very tangible, again, expression and outlet for the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. Again, both in echos and in kamos. Maybe to be just a little bit more focused, a little bit more energetic in our regular story, maybe to find an extra 5-10 minutes in the morning, during the break, at night, an extra 5-10 minutes between now and not only Purim, but between now and Pesach. Part of the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha is also to think about Ben Azmanim begins, I guess, somewhere around Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a little after Chodesh Nisan, so there's a little gap there. The momentum, again, Rashi says Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha is we're not just gearing up for Purim, we're gearing up for Purim and Pesach. There's a continuum here between Purim and Pesach. The Gemara says that when in a leap year, when you have two Chodesh Adars, that the reason we observe Purim in the Adar Sheni is l'mismach geula l'geula, is because we want to have a continuum in the celebration of the Geulas Pesach and the celebration of Geulas Purim and Geulas Pesach. So there's a continuum here. So the Mishenichnas Adar is not a 2-week sprint, but it's more of a 6-week marathon. So part of the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha maybe is also to try to make plans how we're going to continue and maintain the momentum even during the Ben Azmanim. Even once we go home for the Pesach break, to be able to continue that Riboy Simcha, to be able to continue to reciprocate again, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these days, in this season, shows His love for Bnei Yisrael. So we want to reciprocate, we want to show our love for Him. And the way we do that is by gearing up for the Kabbalah Satorah of Purim, by investing more in our Talmud Torah. Maybe just one last thought. I'll go say. To try to learn Torah, fulfill mitzvahs with simcha, is a tremendous avoda. Avoda gedola, the Rambam says. To serve Hashem b'simcha. There's a pasuk that we say in part of the Shabbos day Pesukei Dezimra. The pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Hayotze Yachad Liban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all our hearts, HaMeven El Kol Ma'aseihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu discerns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands all our actions. So there's something curious about the second half of the pasuk. HaMeven, let's say if you're conversing with someone in Hebrew and you want to say, I understand you. So how would you say it? Ani mevin, I understand you. Ani mevin. Ani mevin otcha. Right? So it should have been, ha-mevin es kol ma'aseihem. What does it mean, ha-mevin el kol ma'aseihem? Ha-yotze yechad libam ha-mevin el kol ma'aseihem is where the pasuk says. It should have been, ha-mevin es kol ma'aseihem. It should have been Hameven et kol ma'aseihem. But either way, it shouldn't have been Hameven el kol ma'aseihem. So Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim has two very beautiful, profound pshatim. One of the two is relevant to us now. He says the pshat Hameven el kol ma'aseihem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's discernment penetrates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's discernment, he's maven, he understands, he discerns, it's penetrating. He understands the inner core of what we're doing. He doesn't just see whether we put on tefillin or we don't put on tefillin. Whether we make Kiddush on Shabbos or we don't make Kiddush on Shabbos. Whether we daven or we don't daven. Whether we HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees into the action. He sees with what kavanas, what intention, what frame of mind, what emotion, what passion we bring to the mitzvah. Hameivim el kol ma'aseihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding, his discernment is not just es kol ma'aseihem, not just the outer shell of what we're doing, not just what's visible to the eye, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meivim el kol ma'aseihem, something which is penetrating. When a Jew fulfills a mitzvah, if he fulfills it sort of stam, neutral, or if he fulfills it besimcha, two different actions. It's a maven el kol ma'aseihem. It's two different actions. When a Jew fulfills a mitzvah besimcha, he sees that it's an opportunity, it's a blessing, it's a privilege, also an obligation, not to lose sight of the fact that it's an obligation, but it's not only an obligation, it's a blessing, it's a privilege to get up in the morning and go to shul and put on tefillin with Shem Hashem and to place it on one's head, on one's arm. It's not only an obligation, it's a blessing, it's a privilege. To be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be given a ticket to eternal life, it's not only an obligation, it's a blessing, it's a privilege. A person thinks about that, and a person fulfills a mitzvah, again, not just sort of with a sense of being weighed down and half asleep, but with a sense of simcha, it's a different action. It's not the same action. I'm even el kol ma'aseihem. There's different types of hanochas tefillin, there's different types of davening, there's different types of learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it, and Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates it. Chodesh Adar, leading into Nisan, culminating with Nisan, is a time of simcha, so it also means that it's a time which is especially conducive for us to cultivate that trait of trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, trying to reflect that what we're doing is not only, again, a set and series of obligations, but that what we're doing, again, is the most unique and singular blessing and privilege. And we should try to take advantage of these special days to think about that, to reflect, to try to internalize. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength to take it, to be over as Hashem b'simcha, to have a Kabbalah Satorah and Purim, but Mismach Geula L'Geula.